Mount Adams rises above the horizon as Washington's second tallest volcano, 12,276 feet. It's a peak that Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has been dreaming of reaching for years. She convinced two friends to climb to the summit with her this summer and sent this audio postcard.
Hi, I'm Sarah Schilling.
My name is Eddie Goss.
And I'm Courtney Flatt. And this is our trip up Mount Adams.
This is the first mountain summit for me and Sarah, but Eddie's a little bit more experienced. He made it up Mount Hood about a month ago. So we had some questions.
What do you like about climbing mountains?
You know what? Going up there, you're always like, what am I doing this for? And then you get to the top and you sit down. There's nothing else there but you. And that's what makes life worth living. Moments like that.
So we packed up and began our long 6-mile slog to the summit. There were lupins blossoming all around, and it was just a beautiful, clear day.
It really is stunningly beautiful out here. The sky is so crazy blue. I feel like doing a happy dance.
About a mile and a half in, we made it to the snow, strapped on our crampons, and started to climb up a hilly ridge. It's no longer a happy dance. We're all pretty tired. We definitely didn't eat enough food today. So we set up camp, a little short of our goal for the first day.
It's getting late.
Yeah.
Let's have a meal while there's still light. It's going to be a long slog tomorrow.
That night was bitterly cold.
I feel like it's the coldest I've ever been in my life.
Definitely. And now we're getting up. Bit of a late start. We slept in. It's about 5 o'clock, but we're going to head for the summit. All right.
Woo-hoo.
To get to the summit first, you have to make it up what's called Piker's Peak. We couldn't even see the real top of Adams. Piker's Peak is a false summit, and it's tough. You gain about 2,000 feet in elevation. Our mantra became one foot in front of the other. So these dudes that just passed us told us we're at the hardest part, so that's very exciting. And then, step by step, we were almost there. We're just a few feet away from the summit, and I think it's going to be really windy up there, so I'm just going to record this now, but I think we made it. The view is amazing, and I think from the very top we're going to be able to see Rainier. So, you can see Hood, St. Helens. Reaching the top was exhilarating. I was so tired, everything hurt, but I was really happy. And then it was time to head down, maybe my favorite part of the whole day. So we glissaded down the mountain. It's like sliding down a luge on your butt and you use your ice axe as a brake. Totally crazy. Several miles of hiking later and we made it back to the car. Driving back into town, we reflected on the trip.
First half of the fall summit, I was like, I could do this. This is not so bad. Mm-hmm. Second half was a nightmare.
There was a fall summit to the fall summit.
And then we were at the top, and it was like, well, you can see it.
Yeah.
You can't turn around now.
We were all glad we kept going.
And it was neat to think about just being another one in a long line of people to make it there, to see how beautiful it was, and to have done something like that.
As Eddie said, moments like that are what make life worth living. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio, Mount Adams.
There's a video of Courtney's trek up Mount Adams at nwpr.org, along with some pictures. If you're planning to climb the summit, you should note that the peak is covered in snow year-round.